The DA has scored an important initial victory in our quest for transparency and justice regarding the events that took place during the court case over the abolition of Afrikaans teaching at Stellenbosch University. Yesterday, the DA was informed by the university's lawyers that they would not oppose the party's court challenge regarding the university's illegal refusal to make publicly available information of critical public importance. The university management has hereby effectively conceded that their earlier refusal of a request under the Promotion of Access to Information Act was illegal and that they would have suffered an embarrassing defeat in an open court. As further proof that the university management knew their behavior was indefensible, they have also agreed to pay certain parts of the DA's costs in this matter. This concession follows after the DA launched a legal application at the Western Cape High Court on the 10th of July. The DA's court action came after the registrar of the university refused a PIA request for information to obtain the evidence considered during an investigation into allegations that the rector, Professor Wim de Villiers, had improper personal contact with retired Judge Edwin Cameron during the Constitutional Court case about the abolition of Afrikaans as a primary and equal language of instruction at the university. According to allegations made in the public domain, de Villiers is alleged to have had secret discussions with Cameron during the court proceedings, including at least one secret in-person meeting at O.R. Tambo International Airport. Cameron later authored the court ruling that effectively slit the throat of Afrikaans teaching at Stellenbosch University. It is scandalous that it took a court application by the DA to convince a public university to share information of such critical public importance. Given their suspicious behavior to date, the DA and the public will also be excused if we are somewhat skeptical about the sudden turnaround made by the university. We trust that the full, unredacted record of evidence against de Villiers will be made available and that the university management does not intend to merely pay lip service to the provisions of PIA. Based on what the evidence shows, we will also consider taking further steps. What is already clear, though, is that Stellenbosch University's conduct during its feverish quest to abolish Afrikaans tuition as an equal language of instruction alongside English leaves much to be desired. This latest case of illegal secrecy appears to be only the latest in a series of incidents where de Villiers and his management team were only too eager to disregard their constitutional duties in order to protect their own positions. The DA will not allow the constitutional rights of access to information and mother tongue education to be further trampled by the university management's contemptible and secretive behavior.